Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This is a gorgeous, gorgeous dog called, look at this picture, called Noir. We'll share his picture if we haven't done it already. He has been in the pound for at the Cork Society of Friendship and Cruelty Animals for almost a year. And he is just looking for a home. Vincent Cashman, good morning to you.
Morning, Peter.
He's an absolutely gorgeous creature. Where did he come from?
Brought into us as a stray. Now, you'll have to excuse his fashion senses a little bit out there, but he's a mixture between a giraffe and a Peaky Blinder fan. Yeah. He has been with us almost 12 months, but the problem is he is one of, across the country, I suppose, thousands of dogs that have been left abandoned and dumped for charities and pounds to take on the responsibility of.
A lot of lurchers, I'm told, Vincent.
There was quite a few lurchers. We would, on average here, between 20 and 25 lurchers any given day.
Really? Coming into?
They're definitely, in kennels.
Oh,
we'd have on average 55 dogs in kennels, but almost half of those would be lurchers.
Now, my daughter is a veterinary nurse, as I told you before, and she's weak for lurchers. She says they're the most adorable dogs. Why do people give them up?
The problem with them is, some of it relates back to COVID. We were dealing with far more dogs a number of years ago coming in and out, but you had people there that were adopting dogs, and during COVID everyone got a dog. Some people shouldn't have got them, hence they're surrendering them, but everyone got a dog. So the amount of homes that are out there that are looking for dogs has decreased. And you have some people then that are still breeding them. I mean, there's some people breeding lurchers because, we've spoken to a couple of them where they're not going to breed them at all, or because they can't afford to feed them, and then they're just dumping the pups.
Yeah. Now, are lurchers hungry? Do they require a lot of exercise? Is there hard work in having a lurcher?
Generally speaking, no. They're a very, very lovable dog. You will have some, all right, that will have traits, like Noir doesn't like cats.
Right.
And if it's going to a cat home, there will be trouble there. but a lot of them, there is no issue with them at all. They're a couch potato.
Yeah.
They'll do their zoomies in the morning if they're let out into the garden. And once they're on the lead, they're generally speaking, they don't pull, they don't drag. They're very, very docile dogs on the lead.
Mm-hmm. What age is he,
Noir, I think he's in and around 2 years old.
Right. Well, so he's only a little, he's not really a pup, really.
He is. I mean, it's a fright. We have pups in here that were born here. We have a couple of adoption forms in for them, but even that is very, very slow at the moment.
Yeah.
It's incredibly slow.
He's also black, and you say that some black dogs are slow to go.
They are.
Well, that's weird.
Same with cats. Black cats are slower to go as
really?
Well, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep.
And then the complete opposite. We have two cats. One of them is black, and she's an adorable creature. No, she's a light and jade. She'd take the hand off you. But she's an adorable creature. Do you know?
Yeah. Some people just have a quirk. If we have a tortoiseshell in alongside a black cat, you'll get more interest in a tortoiseshell.
Well, the tortoise are beautiful cats. But yeah. So really, Noir is one of a number of lurchers, but he's the longest resident down at the pond now.
He's the longest resident here, yeah. Yeah. It's actually funny that he probably knows his way around this building better than anybody else.
What's his ideal?
When he comes in the door.
Yeah.
When he comes in the door, he knows his kennel. Even when he's taking off the volunteer dog walkers, he'll just come in the door, he'll nose his way in the door and he'll head away down the kennel. You could even take him off the lead, he'll wander away down to the kennel himself.
He had a little pal as well for a while, but she's gone now.
Yeah, yeah. So he gets on great with other dogs.
Right.
But as I said, cats now would be an issue, and we're assuming then chickens as well. Any small livestock would be an issue with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So where's an ideal home for him? They're big dogs. You know, they're not King Charles, they're not Jack Russell. They're big dogs. Does it need to be out in the country?
Not necessarily. Once he's getting exercise. It's like anything. We get people here and they say, I have a huge back garden, I have an acre of ground, the dog can run around inside it. The dog will run around that for a time.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it's like ourselves. He'll just sit down because I'm not going out for a jog.
He'll get bored.
He'll get bored and I'll just wander out. So it's more exciting for him. If he's clipped onto the lead, he could maybe walk a couple of kilometres then. But if there a big garden isn't necessarily what ideal for them.
Yeah.
And then thinking you as the dog owner that they have plenty of exercise. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They'll exercise when you exercise them.
And they also see a strong, slim, muscular dog and they say, God, the legs will be walked off me, let alone the dog.
Exactly. And that's not always the case. Sometimes there with lurchers, you could be dealing with something that they don't want to go out. That they will just stand at the door, sit, or worse again, lie down by the door. They don't want to go out, you know. so some of them are couch potatoes. But once you get them into a routine, they're very, very sociable. But once they get into a routine, generally speaking, there isn't issues with lurchers. But it's just the sheer volume of them all over the country.
We've shared his picture on opinion at 96m.ie. Now, he is an adorable creature. And like you say, friendly and well socialized now at this stage, got all his vaccinations. Yes. Is he neutered?
Yep. He is.
He's all good to go to a loving home.
He's basically ready to rock and roll. It's just waiting for the suitable home. We've had applications in for him, but it's some of them have been unsuitable. And then the problem, we'll say, some people then get it, would you believe, because his photograph now has appeared on Facebook and on your own website and everything else. And then some people try to apply for them because there's the kind of... there's the celebrity dog part of it.
Oh,
I'm after getting the dog that was on. But we weed all that out. What you're looking for, it's knee-jerk reactions. You get a lot of those when there's a story produced.
Yeah.
But you have to weed through all those. What we're looking for is a permanent home for him. Right. He deserves a go. You know?
Well, he'll be a year there on the June the 16th. We would hope to get him out of it before then to a loving home.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
Vincent, thank you. And thank you, as always, for the great work that you and your team do down there at the Cork Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Noir is up on our Twitter now. Totally agree with Vincent. Lurchers and Whippets are beautiful, loyal, lovable dogs. And yes, they do love their exercise and they also love their bed, says Vicky.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.